Well, boys and girls, this morning, Peter has been reminding us about the offering for our missionary convention. And I'm going to start a little series with you this morning. It's simply called Missionaries We Should Know. Missionaries We Should Know. Let me tell you where we're going with this for a few weeks, and then a few others will be coming along to take a few series for us and speaking with the boys and girls. I'm going to tell you about some missionaries, past and present, who have given so much to the work of God. They wouldn't have minded stepping forward and getting on a bus once a month on a Sunday morning. Think about that. But these missionaries, past and present, I hope they will inspire us in our own lives today and in our own situations as we seek to attempt great things for God. I hope to give you some testimonies of some of our own missionaries who are serving the Lord today in various parts of the world, and some perhaps from our own church, if they're willing, to maybe share with us something about their work over the years. And I hope also to bring your attention to those who are serving the Lord in difficult places, so that not only will we hear their stories, but we will attempt ourselves to do something for God. The first man I want you to think about today is a man called James Gilmore. I'm sure that many of us have never heard about this man. Well, I want you to think for a moment or two about this man. He served with the London Missionary Society, and here's a very brief account of some of the work that he did. On February 22nd in 1870, James Gilmore sailed out from Liverpool to go as a missionary to what was then known as Mongolia, what we might call today the very north of China. He went with his wife, and James Gilmore stayed there for 20 years. He's what you and I would call today a pioneer missionary. In other words, he went to a place where others had never been before. It was very difficult. At times it was very, very discouraging. He went to a place that he knew very little about. Yes, he had tried his best to read about this particular place and the needs of the people. He had did everything he could before he left. But when he arrived there, he got such an eye-opening to the needs of the people who lived in that place. He went first of all to live in Peking. No mode of transport, visited different villages, and very often sitting on a donkey's back. Now you say, well, we have come a long way from that, and of course we have. But you must remember it wasn't like that many, many years ago when our first missionaries left this land of ours to go out to various parts of the world. Sometimes he went on foot because the snow was so deep. Some of the villages couldn't be reached with animals, and he had to trek along on his own. Some nights he had to stay out, lie in the snow before he got up the next morning to make his way to a village to tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. One occasion, he went to a village 300 miles away. That's quite a distance, isn't it? 300 miles away. Started off with the donkey. They could only travel a certain amount of miles every day. Then it got to the stage that the donkey couldn't cope anymore with the travel, so he had to leave it. He had to gather up all the books and literature he had, put them on his back, and continue a few miles every day. 300 miles he traveled. Do you know why? To reach one man with the gospel. Can you imagine that? 300 miles just to reach one man with the gospel. Some of us wouldn't climb the fence next door. Well, you shouldn't climb the fence. You should open the gate. But you know what I mean by that. Some of us would hardly go to the end of the street to put a simple tract through somebody's door. And I hear some of us saying today, well, you know, Pastor, it's all right. James Gilmore was a full-time missionary. I have time for nothing. Oh, you haven't? Well, listen to this little clip from his diary for a moment. March the 31st. Left Phu Quan at 4 a.m. It was dark and snowing. I had a terrible walk over slippery ground. I reached Nanku at 7 o'clock. I had to walk the whole way with the literature because the donkey couldn't walk in the deep snow. I reached Chateau about 11:35, then went on to Xingho for 3 o'clock. I had a terrible journey to Taishanmen. But thankfully, I was able to get home again for 7:30 for the prayer meeting. Thanks be unto God for all his mercies. Isn't that remarkable? Sometimes we're so busy. In fact, sometimes we're too busy to be of any real use to God. And boys and girls, I want you to think in weeks to come, and grown-ups as well, about people like James Gilmore and other missionaries. Think about the cost they faced in order that they might follow God's call upon their lives. Think of the concern they had for others when they were prepared to walk 300 miles to tell somebody about Jesus. And think of the commitment they made, not for one day, but every day. Some of them, like James Gilmore, for 20 years. Some of them who have served with Baptist missions for well over 30 years. Some who have been in the mission field today and they're in their 80s and they've been there for over 50 years. And why are they there? They're there because God called them. They're also still there because they can't get other missionaries to come out to replace them. I find that amazing. And I find that very strange. In a world today where so many Christians want to serve God. You and I might never be missionaries. I mean not missionaries on the mission field. But every one of us can be a missionary at home. Just where God has placed us to tell others about Jesus. Will you do that this week? Will you go out, every one of us, and just tell one person at school, at work, or in our home, just one person about Jesus? If you do, you'll be a good missionary. Let's pray together and let's pray for our missionaries for a moment, just before we sing a children's hymn together. Father, when we read of those whom you've called and sent out into the world with the gospel, we're greatly challenged by the cost that they faced in order to be faithful. We're greatly challenged, our Father, by their concern for men and women who have never heard about the love of Christ. And the commitment they've given over many years, our Father, day in, day out, especially when sometimes it has been discouraging. Father, we stand today in amazement at their love and commitment. We pray, Father, that we ourselves would be those kind of people that you could use to tell others about the Lord Jesus. There's a mission field on every doorstep of every man or woman or young person who sits in this church building today, including the pastor. We have passed some of them this morning. They waved at us. They'll not be in church today. Many of them haven't been in church for years. The teenagers who have never seen the inside of a Sunday school. And we pray, Father, that you'll burden our hearts about them and challenge us to reach them. We pray for missionaries who have gone out from our own church here, our Father. We thank you for them. We thank you for the work they've done over many, many years. And we thank you for the blessing you have brought to others through them. And we commend them all to you this morning. We pray for our own young people and young couples, for children growing up in our church. We pray, our Father, that you, the great Lord of the harvest, would speak to them. Call them to yourself. Send them out, our Father, to be your servants, here, there, and yonder, across our world. Father, we know that you have a heart for mission. You sent your Son to be the Savior of the world. Give us a heart for mission too, and a willingness to pray for those whom you call and send. And we ask it in Jesus' name.